Page 36. Read. Exercise 2B.
Tied to our devices. You hear it all the time. My kids are always looking at their phones. Or, people are always texting. They don't have real conversations. Look around you. At the office, at home, on the street. Almost everyone is using at least one device. Very few people are just sitting doing nothing at all. We are always using a device or looking at a screen. A recent study of 30 countries showed that people spend a lot of their free time in front of a screen, an average of more than 7 hours a day. What's wrong with that? Maybe a lot. When people are using their devices, they often don't pay close attention to what is happening around them. They don't really listen, so they don't remember details. They often don't sleep well, and so they have less energy. Some people believe that their devices help them do more than one task at the same time. But studies show that when people do many tasks at the same time, they usually don't do any of them very well. Turning off your devices, even for a short time, can be very positive. Maybe you are thinking, no phone, no computer, so boring. That's true, you may get bored, but that's not always bad. When you're not doing anything, your brain is still active. It's free to explore and be creative. Why do you think your best ideas come when you're taking a shower? You can't take your devices with you. The author J.K. Rowling understands the power of doing nothing. Many years ago, she was on a long train ride with no book and no devices. She wasn't doing anything, but her mind was working hard. During that journey, she got the idea for Harry Potter. So turn off your devices for a little while and do nothing. It could be the beginning of a great idea.